Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Hello, everyone. It's 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I was just at a fair just this past weekend, had a fabulous time. It was so fun. Even though it was kind of Mercury retrograde, it was very interesting. So I had a really good time, and I found out that my guest was also kind of doing some sort of spiritual fair event, which is, you know, really cool too. It's like we were pretty much in sync with each other, which is really exciting. So I've been looking forward to this wonderful lady coming on because she is such a joy to listen to on her radio show. And she's also got a lot of stuff that she does with expos, and she's done some things in Florida, and she's a giver. She gives back to people, and I've really listened closely to all of her beautiful work, and I'm quite impressed. You know, she's just a very cool individual. So we will get to that too. So if you want to check me out, my website is Starwaya, StarWaya.com, and my guest, her website is Sarah Spiritual, SARAH Spiritual.com. And Sarah is a spiritual advisor and coach and healer. She's a medium and an artisan for personal transformational enlightenment. So Sarah, what she does is she empowers people with spirit channel classes, training programs. She's the founder of Expedito Enlightenment Center, a spiritual oasis offering a multicultural array of products in West Palm Beach, Florida. So the center is honored to be a temple of the violet flame of Saint Germain. That is very cool. She's also, her spiritual is also creating transformational hand-blended spiritual products, which is really cool. Her radio show is Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. She has been live on the air for 7 years, which is wonderful. And Sarah Spiritual delivers spiritual-driven insight messages. The listening audience on WBZT 1230, which is really cool, and nationally on iHeartRadio internet platforms, which is just amazing. She's a lecturer, an entertainer. She's a featured speaker. She does conferences, which is totally cool. I'm going to have to go to one of those sometime. That sounds like fun. She's been featured on Fox News, and she has appeared in some articles, like the Palm Beach Post and the Sun Sentinel and Town Crier, and she also is a corporate senior sales director. Sarah's architected and closed multi-million dollar deals delivering cutting-edge global call center technology. So she's done a lot of stuff, and I'm very, very excited to have her as a guest on my show and that she accepted and was willing to come on. So second half of the show, we're going to take your questions. That will be 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad and ask your question. You can also type it in the chat room or text it, and I will get it, and we will do that second half of the show. So that's how that's going to go. Anyway, we're going to see how Sarah is doing today and get on with our show here and have some fun. I'm excited. Welcome to the show, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today. Very excited to join you.
Yes, thank you for coming on. I love all that I've seen with you, and I've seen some of your, you know, your speaking things, your radio shows, all the things that you do are just beautiful. You do such a good job.
Oh, thank you. You know, we've been really fortunate. We came across a contact that kind of led me down the radio path back in 2009. So we've been on national radio for 10 years. My WBZT show actually got transferred over to WWNN. We've been on their radio station now for a little over two years. And we've had the really great fortune of being broadcasted over to over 6 million listeners on radio and over a million followers across social media for radio views and video views. So we're really very excited about the connections that we're able to make, and just like you, the ability to connect and make people realize that they're not alone in this journey of life and that we're all navigating life and enjoying and also growing, and some of those growth spurts, you know, kind of hit a little uncomfortable moment, and we're learning how to navigate those things. So it's so much fun.
It sounds like it's just fun. I've tuned into your live broadcast before, and they're so wonderful and amazing at the colors that I hear and the things that I see, and that, you know, is a really inspirational thing. I've been doing Blog Talk for probably about 12 years, and I've been live on some radio stations too and done some other stuff, and I love it. It's fun, and I love what you do. So I think it's just wonderful to come together and share what we have and share all the beautiful things together, because that's what it's about, is love, kindness, you know, angels, hope, and, you know, making a difference in the world. And I know you do that too.
Yes, it's really, it's something I get to do also daily. I have a center in West Palm Beach, the Expedito Enlightenment Center. So every day, Tuesday through Saturday, we have our store hours, and people come to the center. They can shop, they can pick up books and crystals and incense. I blend my own product line. So I have mists and oils and spiritual cleansing baths and things for shifting energy. I make my own incense. So we have quite an array of product, and I get the opportunity to read people daily. So yesterday, as you were saying, you were at an expo, we hosted a metaphysical day at our Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. Yeah. So it was fun. We had a lot of people come through. The weather was not our usual sunshine state, Florida, sunny day, but we had a nice amount of people come through. We had healing services. We had some crystal jewelries. We had some sound healing. We had crystal bed healing. We had some Reiki healing. So we had different healing services. We had reading. It was a nice blend of people, and everybody was able to partake in a little service.
That's wonderful. I actually had the same thing. I was there doing readings, and we had some people doing healing. We had some other people doing things, and you really got me excited when you said you blend your own mists and you have your own oils and stuff like that. When I do readings, I make a little blend of oil that I give the person based on what I'm feeling or picking up on their energy. I will, you know, make them up a blend just based on what my intuition tells me about the person, which is really cool. So I think it's really neat that you have your own line of mists and oils and everything else, and that you do healing, and that you host such a really cool thing, and people can even take an advantage to come there and get readings. That's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun event. We do it a few times a year, and I really love just connecting with people heart to heart, soul to soul. And products are something that I have a passion for. I have over 100 products in my product line. And I also custom, as you do, I customize blends of oils or spiritual clearings just for the person and what I see is going on. So when you're in the line of in the flow spirit, spirit inspires you, and that inspiration is to help someone on their journey. So, you know, we're basically doing the same work two different places, that's all.
That's beautiful. Yeah, isn't that neat how that happens? I love that. I love how you do that work and how beautiful it is and how amazing it is and how much fun that you actually have this wonderful way of blending something and making it, you know, essential for people who actually need that, who need that blend, who need that stuff that day, and, you know, they really need help, and you're there helping them. What a beautiful, amazing thing to, you know, help someone with their problems and create something and make it beautiful. I've heard a lot of your messages for people that bring them hope and inspiration when they're in the dark. And I find that to be beautiful because I do the same thing. I try to help them out of whatever they're in. I mean, of course, we see what they're in and we try to, you know, be that force to help them through all of that. So that's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love the fact that people are waking up. They're ready for something more. They realize that some of life has caused them to kind of go through a routine and not really pause and feel the feelings of life and enjoy life to the fullest in gratitude. So more and more people are making conscious shifts, claiming their power, their I am power, the ability to create, their ability to direct their thoughts and their words and create the world they want. So it's such fun to be the observer and to assist people on that path.
That's beautiful. I just absolutely love what you do. And I think that more people need to see that there is hope out there, that there's, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. And I love how you can inspire people that way, because I've seen you do that with just, you know, talking about the angels and the many things that you bring through. All the messages that, you know, you bring through for people are very inspiring and very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. What is so interesting about people in today's world is they realize there's something more than just the life that we live. There's a greater force, a greater power, that there's angels and there are messages and our loved ones are really not far away from us. They're simply there. It's just we've been conditioned to think that when they leave the planet that maybe they're not as available as they really are, and that they're participating in life with us as we go about our life. There's just a vision of a separation that is not as physical as we think it is. It's just we're not seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still there.
I love how you say that, because when I was a lot younger, I didn't understand what happened to my grandmother at a very young age. And what she ended up doing with me is she showed me that, you know, there is this beautiful world that she's in, but she's also with me. And I was very young, so I just kind of accepted what was going on with her, that she was still there. And she indicated to me when I was very little, I was just 7 years old, that I'm still here. I'm still your guide. I haven't left you, and I'm right here. She actually came to her own funeral as herself, you know, while she was asleep in the casket, and explained to me that she was asleep and that she was still there. And I actually got to see her in human form, which that was the first real experience I had with somebody dying, and I really didn't understand it, and I was very upset that somebody had taken my favorite grandmother. You know how little ones are. And she mm-hmm. says to me, well, honey, you're stuck with me for life, so it's going to be okay. And now I know what she's talking about, because I see her all the time. She's very beautiful. She's not suffering. She looks very light and very happy, and she looks like we do. And I see them that way, so they look like people to me when I see them. And I love how you express that, you know, they really never leave us, and we can have that hope and that love and that beauty of, you know, knowing that our loved ones are still with us and they're okay, which is wonderful and awesome. So I'm excited about that, which is amazing. So I love the fact that you said that.
You know, when I was working with Spirit during a live Facebook broadcast, many times when I'm connecting with Spirit, they come through to me in music. And
mm-hmm.
when
beautiful.
I was connecting on the live show, I was just feeling the pressure of a lot of loved ones around me and other people's sorrow. And it happened to be a show where we were here at my house, and we were at the piano, and I was going to channel some songs, not knowing what was going to come up. But I'd love to share with you a little snippet of the song that they gave me, because it encapsulates everything that you just said, everything we're discussing. And perhaps for your listeners, it will give them some understanding. Because as I was sitting there at the piano and I was watching, you know, the feed come in, And I'm feeling this energy like we're here, we're there, we're with them, we're everywhere, and we're not leaving you, and we're always connected. So my guide began to tell me, just put your hand on the piano. Now, mind you, I'm not a great piano player, but I follow instructions really well with spirit. I just do whatever they tell me. I trust that if they do this, I'm going to be fine. If they say this, it's going to be in alignment with something the person needs to hear, whether they understand it or not at the time. I'm the messenger. I drop the message in their lap, and I keep it moving. So they gave me this song, and I'm just going to sing it, this little a cappella for you if you'd like, because I think so many of you will gather a sense of what it's like for the ones we love on the other side and how it is happening between us.
Sounds
so the
beautiful.
Song is like this. Don't you cry, don't you hide, you've got to live your life, even though you don't see me, I'm right here, I am holding your hand and walking with you, though you can't see me. Oh, I'm here. So don't you cry, don't you miss me, 'cause I didn't die. I am here with you, right by your side. Don't you miss me, don't you cry.
What a beautiful song.
To them, the tears are a release of the physical connection. But the tears, because they're in such joy, Amanda, and they're in such love, and they're in such light, it's hard for them to see us suffer here because they don't remember that suffering there. They're void of these emotions that we go through in life. They're just in unconditional love and light, peace. And I remember my spiritual teacher once said to me that when we cry for our loved ones, we, in a way, kind of push them away. We don't really let them get close to us because it's an energy that they are not familiar with anymore, pain, suffering, sorrow. And he used to say that, you know, tears are, you know, not a good use of your energy. Now, of course, we all know it's a release. But he was showing me how when you govern your thoughts and your emotions, when you recognize everything's in divine perfect order, even if in the physical it may not appear to be, when we recognize that our loved ones are connected, then we basically open up all the portals, all the flows of energy that can support what we want to manifest, can support the connection to spirit, connection to angels, connection to guides, connection to our loved ones, by us holding the best possible emotional frequency, we create a wonderful flow for the universe to work with us. And it's so important that we remember that. And our loved ones are supporting us no matter what, because they were in the physical embodiment. They do know what we have experienced. They have that in their spiritual memory, the experiences. They no longer carry the cellular memory of the physicality, but they still are in that energy of the knowing of the then, the now, and in their case, they know the future as well because they're connected to the one source power.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's just beautiful. And, you know, the frequency is what it's all about. It's the frequency level that you're at is what really matters. And that frequency is so high and so vibratory and so beautiful. It's amazing.
It is. It is. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful energy.
And you did such a beautiful job with the song. It just, so you naturally play instruments by feeling, I bet. And I bet you pick up piano and all kinds of stuff, and the words just come through you.
They do come through me. What you heard was the actual song I wrote live. So I didn't know what I was going to say, if it was going to rhyme, if the melody was going to be a good melody. I just, is it something or someone is channeling through me? Sometimes I think I must have some great vocalist of her time working through me, and or a master songwriter, because it just comes through. And when you hear it, and these songs are available on my website on sarahspiritual.com, and when you hear mm-hmm. it, this flow as if it's a live performance. So in that second that my hands are on the piano, I'm being fed a tone, I'm being fed a melody, I'm being fed words, and my hands are being guided on the piano keys simultaneously. And since I'm not really a piano player, it's kind of risky in my physical world for me to even begin to do that. I might know a couple of chords or a couple of notes, but it's not like if you handed me sheet music, I could just look at it and go, oh, this is the song. I would have to sit there for probably weeks or months just to learn a piece. I'm a singer, but that doesn't mean I really play piano. So it's kind of an interesting thing to have happen. And that's part of the allowing. So imagine, Amanda, if all of your listeners have a dream inside, imagine that to anyone who's listening, there's something that you really want to accomplish. And you're uncertain as to what to do, how to do it. Or maybe you're looking to tune into a talent or desire a talent to come to the forefront, but you don't know how to go about it. And you put yourself in the flow, in the vortex. You put yourself in the frequency of allowing. And when you allow and you focus on the I am that I am, the seed of greatness that I am, the being that I am, the who I have come to be in the physical realization. When you place yourself in that feeling of I'm a singer, I'm a musician, I'm a millionaire, I'm a business person, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a doctor, I'm a nurse, I'm a mother, I'm a caretaker. Wherever you place yourself as the conduit of energy from Source Universe, and you allow, you can do anything. You can do anything. And if everyone could just take a few minutes every day and drop down into the feeling that I can do anything, I can do anything because I am allowing the universe to work through me and with me, and I am a conduit of divine energy wherever I go, whatever I do, whatever I say. When you embrace that, magical things happen. It's a very simple concept. But because we're human and we've got all these other thoughts running through our mind, we question the possibility. So I encourage you, your audience, to just embrace the possibility that if they just allow for a few minutes every day, they'll start to see magical, mystical, miraculous things happen, and they'll begin to realize, each one of us will realize, that we are the conduit for divine force energy.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. So amazing to just take the time every day. That's wonderful. I actually can play musical instruments, but I don't read notes. I just feel the music and play what comes out. It's kind of like channeling. I just kind of, like you're doing with words too, which I also do. That's just amazing what you do. What a wonderful gift to share.
So much fun.
I actually was in marching band 3 years in middle school and 4 years in high school, and I didn't play the notes on the page. I played the pictures. I played the emotions. I played the
the feelings, you know, and I was still, you know, trying to figure out footing, what footing I was on, how I could do this, but I was always feeling the music. And that's exactly how, you know, I was able to channel music. And I've been doing that a long time too, but I just find it's really neat that you kind of do the same thing.
Well, like attracts like, right? So somehow
that's right.
You stumbled upon my page and we connected. We've chatted back and forth a few times. You've supported my feed and some of my shows. And here we are.
Yes, that's beautiful. That's just wonderful. I'm so excited you're here. I love everything that you do. I guess we'll take a quick break and then take some callers. How does that sound to you?
That sounds like a blast. I'm so excited to talk to your listeners.
I'm very excited for you to talk to my listeners, too. You are a blessing, and we are, yeah, I almost feel like we're family, how much you do, and it'll be interesting to meet you in person one day. I definitely see myself doing that, so that's going to be fun. We're going to take a really quick break. You can get some water, and then we'll take some callers. I am so honored you're on my show today.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
All right. See you in just a minute. You have been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Sarah Spiritual. She has a show of her own. You can check out her page at sarahspiritual.com, S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. We'll be back in just a minute to take your questions. That's 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We're going to take your calls. You can also ask questions in the chat room. If you like, I can get them there as well, or you can send a text question, you know, online as well, but that's 347-237-5339, 1 on your keypad if you want to ask a question, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Walking home from school on a cold winter day, took a shortcut to the woods and I lost my way. It was getting late and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. when life held troubled times and had me down on my knees. There's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. Ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to and me in our darkest hour to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour to show us how. Just how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
All right, you are listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Sarah Spiritual. You can check her out at sarahspiritual.com, which is sarahspiritual.com. You can check me out at starwaya.com. We're back. We're going to take your calls. You can also text your questions as well, and I can pick them up either in the chat room or by text, but call in is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. So that's 347-237-5339. 1 on the keypad if you want to ask a question and talk to us live. I'm going to bring back Sarah Spiritual, and we're going to get started. Welcome back, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here with you on this wonderful, magnificent Monday. You know, the energy's really ramping up. You got that Mercury retrograde going on, but we're at the countdown to the close of our 2019, getting us ready for 2020. So I'm sure your listeners, your callers are really looking to wind down some things that maybe they have to close out some chapters in life. Perhaps they're navigating change and uncertain as to where to go, but I just know that Spirit's got some answers for them and really put them on the track.
Absolutely.
To really release and create.
Awesome. And that's just beautiful because we all need some help along the way, and that's what we're here to do. So our first question comes from William, and he's a text question today. He says, from my career and future, what does it entail for me to be financially supported as a healer, psychic, artist along those lines or something? And where do you see me doing this work?
You know, it's interesting. And usually I like if your callers can give us their birthday because that helps me tune in directly to their energy. But what I see around William is that William has a strong connection to the angelic realm. Archangel Michael is really leading the way to kind of carve out some of the obstacles that he's experienced over the past 2 years. He's gone through a deep cleansing, a deep clearing of his own personal energies in preparation for what he is creating. There's an energy of artistry around him, connectivity.
Yes, there is.
There's this flow.
His birthday is April. His birthday is April 5th. Do you need his 19,
no,
whatever,
that's fine.
Too?
No, I don't
okay,
need
his birthday
that.
Is April 5th.
So he's really in this flow of, you know, I see colors. I see connections. I see this flow of spirit working through him as a divine channel. And the more he tunes into the frequency and the colors around him, the auric colors, I see a paintbrush in his hand. I see a camera around him. I don't know if he takes a lot of pictures, but I'm seeing all these colors of the, you know, the wind almost. You know, I can paint with the colors of the wind. You know, I'm seeing like Pocahontas around me because
yeah.
I feel he's very grounded into Mother Earth.
William is an artist.
Grounded.
He paints beautiful paintings.
Okay. So his energy is so divine. And I feel as if there's a time that will come in the 2020 year that William is going to come upon a person who is going to hire him to paint something spectacular. And what William has this great gift of doing is capturing the essence of someone's soul or the essence of the frequency or the energy in whatever he's painting, be it a bird, be it a bridge, be it a cloud. It could be anything. No matter what it is, he's got this great frequency connection. And as he steps into 2020 and he is hired to do some artwork, it's going to build momentum. And he will tap into the artistry and the psychic powers that are being given to him during that. The cleansing process that William has had was really significant when I take him back into the 20. I really want to go into the 2016, end of 16 into 17. And so when he shed a lot of old energies and put his foot upon a path of embracing in totality who he is, the magnificence and the brilliance that I see around him will take him very far, and 2021 will bring him great connections, and 2020 is laying great groundwork, and that's what Spirit has for William.
Wonderful. I feel that too for him, and that's going to be really wonderful. I'm excited for him. He does beautiful work. He's an amazing person, and I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing all of that happen. We're going to go to our first caller, which is 314-706. You're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you, Amanda and Sarah? This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Doing wonderful.
Hi. I have a question about my ancestry. I've been told that I have Native American ancestry, particularly mm-hmm. on my father's side. My great-great-grandmother, Diana Trulock, I was told that she was Native American, and I want to know mm-hmm. if that is in fact true, because I haven't been able to find any proof, documentation, et cetera, but it feels true. And if there's any messages for me from that.
I can run with that for you, Angela, if you'd like.
Okay.
I can really run
awesome.
With that, because when I first
yes.
connected to your voice, I wrote the word Indian. So I was already there. Angela, what is your birthday, month and day, please?
August 5th.
Okay. So right here, right now, you know, what I see is Native American Indian, but I'm going to take you back to the late 1800s.
Okay.
And this is where I feel the energy. And
yes.
I'm actually going to feel the energy, and I'm actually going to put you more in the, not the northeast, but more the middle of the country. That's where I want to place you.
Okay.
So that's where something kind of started. So where, and the seeds of the Indian blood started there. When I first heard you, I was like, hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya,
hi-ya. I got jingled. Yep.
That's the tone that I hear. So I heard the spirit guides come to me, and they make me feel as if it's not as important to find the validation in the physicality, but to just allow that this opens the portal for your Indian spirit guides
yes.
to come through and work with you. Strong force Indian woman here with you. Strong force Indian woman, medicine woman. Strong force Indian woman, herbologist. I just see herbs. I see medicine. I see tinctures. I see vision. I see prophecy. This is all that's working. The more you allow, Angela, the easier it's going to be for you to be in the flow. You know, there may not be records of what you are seeking, but just tap down into knowing. You were told if it resonated. When I sang that chant, you got your chill. Those are your goosebumps. Those are your God bumps. We're in alignment. Run with it, honey.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm about to have tears. Yeah.
So glad.
Well, that's wonderful,
Angela. So glad.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. I mean, I was told Cherokee, but it could have been a mixture for all I know.
All right. Thanks for calling, Angela. Blessings. Right.
Thank you.
We have a text question from Anne. She says, do you see a serious romantic relationship with the man, new or someone I know already? Date of birth, May 31st.
And the name's Anne? Is that what you said?
Her name is Anne. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Anne's love life seems to have been a little spotty, a little tumultuous. Doesn't really seem like she's had a nice flow in the love life, especially of recent times. But when I move her into the 2020 time, after the February month, when I go into spirit, spirit talks to me about a meeting, a gathering, a connection with someone. I do not feel that a loved one from the past is really going to create the love life she really wants. Can someone from the past pop back? Yes, they can. I just don't feel that that's the direction, given the evolution and the transformation that she has encountered and experienced in these past 18 months. So I really feel new love comes after the February of 2020, and she should be open and receptive. In the meantime, make a list of all the qualities she desires of a partner and keep it with her and really hold that energy.
Absolutely. And I do feel it'll be later on in time. I don't think it's right now because she's got some things to go through. She's, you know, listing, Anne is listing what she needs, and she's manifesting what she needs, and she's putting it out there. And I feel the same way you do, that that's what's going to really happen there, because there's going to be some great energy there. So I'm still on the same page with you. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 727. You're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for taking my call.
How
this
can we help
Kate.
You?
What's your first name?
Kate.
Kate. Kate, you have a birth month and day for us?
I do. Your help?
Yes, but unfortunately you kind of cut out, so I missed the birth month and day.
Uh-oh. September 8th.
Okay,
55.
Kate. Round and round you go in that head. You've got a really busy mind. Oh, my goodness. You really think things through. Kate, what's your question for us? Where would you like us to guide you today?
Wherever you're guided. For my highest and best good.
Master, 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 master manifester. That's where you've been placing your intention. Master, master, manifester. Thought process for you has been a very important process. Very in tune thoughts. You're shifting away from the everyday thought process, moving yourself into the state and art of allowing. When I take you back into, you talked to me about 2011 being a major shift in time for you, major shift in life, consciousness. It was a shift for you around then. So when you are in that energy of this embracing something new for yourself, I feel as if there's a path to enlighten and assist others. There's a lot of healing energy. So whatever has occurred in the 2011, that was a shift change, something that seems so kind of major for you. When I move you to this moment in time, everything's been preparing you for connecting with others. And I really want to talk about journaling, writing, connecting. They kind of put a pen in my hands. I don't know if we're thinking about writing a book or thinking about doing a blog, but there's some writing involved too. Part of your journey and part of your desire to empower and assist others. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
My thought when you were speaking with the other callers was, how do we move from mundane thinking? Because we are in this realm, so dishes have to be done and cars have to be filled up with gasoline, and all of those are part of our day. Mine has been about not allowing that sort of moment-to-moment activity to dominate in the thinking field, and rather the consciousness of, yes, these are activities, not being preoccupied, occupied with that sort of thing, because it can get in the way of our intuition. And I just got real Coke, like the real deal.
Right.
Yeah. The true directions, the authenticity of where we're being led.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting that when I first connected with you, I just kept seeing thinking, and then manifesting. And such contrast for most, right, to be an overanalytical thinker and disconnect. And how does one disconnect from the mundane activities? To just know that it is an action that is taken in the physical realm, and to be the impersonal observer of things that do not fill the spirit. I encourage my listeners, my friends, my students to pop popcorn and watch the show. And when things are not filling your cup, but they're necessary, or something is not in alignment with how you feel on a particular day, or not supporting the desired result or outcome that we are creating within our being, to just allow the human self to be the observer and not attach to any sentiments or thought process that's significant, other than to notice what we notice but not participate unless it is in the conscious flow of the universe. And that separates ourselves. That's why I kind of look at it as watching a movie. If I were to go with my best favorite popcorn and watch a movie, and you know how sometimes a movie gets really exciting or really scary for a moment, you're like, no, don't go there, right? So for the soul, the spirit person, to be the impersonal observer in a way and just be like, no, don't go there. You've been there before. Remember the last time we were in that scene? Yeah, we don't want to do that again. Or don't lose yourself in, you know, I only have so much time to get 15 errands done, and bam, there's my day off. You look at the day and say, I'm going from this activity to that activity, and I'm so excited to have the people I'm going to meet, the blessings that are going to come my way, and such.
Yes. Oh, that is super, super helpful. And I had a visual of the eye chart. Of course, computerized, when the optometrist or the assistant asks better in terms of where we're focusing in our vision. Yeah. And if it's not better, change the picture.
Yes, or change the channel, change the frequency where you're at. Change the channel, change the station of where your energy is. See, I see you as a really powerful manifester also, and I really feel like you work with your angels and they help you manifest things and you move forward. You know, you're doing a very, very good job of just, if there's something there that's in your way, if it's an obstacle, you work with the angels to remove it, you move forward. You know, you're just doing really well with your walk. I really see a lot of good things ahead of you with all the, you know, energies you're using and all the techniques you're doing. It's going to be amazing, the things that you manifest and create.
Thank you both for that validation and confirmation.
You're welcome.
And I share it with you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I will listen to the rest of the community.
Blessings to you. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which has the same area code as you do. This is kind of cool. 561-351, you're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Good.
Great.
I have been recently facing some health challenges. I've been having a lot of like gallbladder issues, but mm-hmm. my new doctor wanted me to have another procedure done just to rule out other issues. And I just had this endoscopy, which is kind of like a colonoscopy, but it's to see your stomach and your esophagus and stuff. And I had this done on Friday, and they told me after I came out of the anesthesia that I had irritation in my stomach and it was inflamed, irritation in my esophagus, and that they found a couple polyps in my stomach and that they have to send them out for biopsies. And I'm literally freaking out. I'm trying so hard not to, but I'm not sleeping. I'm panicking. And it's like, I know that that's not going to help me, but it's like, I can't help but feel overwhelmed.
Of course. What's your birthday?
It's July 19th, 1975.
Okay. Well, first of all, we love doctors because doctors are, you know, our investigators, and mm-hmm. they find solutions. And if you think about it, your doctor didn't tell you anything you didn't already know.
Right.
If we're going to have irritation, you're going to have something happen, right? We're going to have a bump, a scar. You're going to have a little irritation of some sort.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to manifest. And
right.
so let's look at the stomach. Let's look at the upper stomach. Let's look at the esophagus. Let's look at those areas. Let's look at them from a spiritual perspective, and let's look at the gallbladder. Now, I'm not a doctor. I cannot diagnose you. Neither can Amanda. We can't give you medical advice. Can't tell you what to do next.
Right.
At least in the physical. But spiritually, well, that's why you're talking to us, right? Because spiritually
right.
speaking, we got answers. And from a spiritual perspective, I remember and my spiritual teacher actually assisted me in the healing of a gallbladder issue, and I still have mine, thank goodness. And he talked about the accumulation of energy and that the gallbladder holds overindulgence of this life and past life, holds a lot of emotions, resentment, hurt, pain. They all kind of build up there. It's our filtration. So you are
yeah.
clogged. So question one you ask oneself is, what do I need to release? How can I release these energies? What is holding me down? What am I unable to let go of? And where
mm-hmm.
have I overindulged, either in a thought process, an emotion, an activity, in this lifetime that I can recall, and in other lifetimes for me to know if it is for me to remember? And then you ask for the assistance of the angels and the guides to resolve the karmic entanglements of the past and in this moment of now that bind you and do not allow you to be in your divine flow.
Mm-hmm.
And to forgive yourself and others for whatever actions and reactions we have had. And when you're in that energy, powerful, powerful energy, you also see the beautiful, bright, white light radiance permeating the top of your head, basically clearing and illuminating all the dark aspects that are coming from your throat area, the acid that has built up, going down the esophageal tract, and then going into the stomach and almost acting as if a sealant is going around and just clearing and seeing your body restored to the original cellular perfection. This original
right.
cellular perfection will be resumed. So they could take whatever they take out of you, they can run it out. It does not matter what the result comes back, because you know in the divine energy essence, we have healed the energy. When you know that you've taken back your power and
right.
that you are releasing the root causes of this acidity, and it's not just related to food, right? It's what else is going on that's allowing the food to misalign with the body. And, of course, making better choices and
mm-hmm.
looking at your food groups and seeing, you'll be fine. you will be fine. You can sustain everything that you need to sustain. If the gallbladder is meant to stay, if we haven't allowed it, there's a statement that says, done in the spirit is done in the flesh. So if in spirit we haven't allowed it to eat away at our gallbladder and we can reclaim our power, then the gallbladder stays. If not, then thank goodness we have doctors. They know how to do what they do.
Exactly.
And then you'll be fine. Remove the fear. Fear will cause an undesired outcome.
Yeah.
Will cause a next step that we don't want. You're in a naturally normal response because we are in fight or flight when it comes to disease, and you are in this energy of a conditioned belief of if it's this, oh no. That's not your reality, honey. Not your reality.
Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
It looks like you've got Archangel Michael around you, and he's really helping you to make some strong, powerful decisions with this and to move forward. And, you know, some things that you can do is, I'm being told water with lemon is very good. And, you know, you can use lemon essential oil. And digestive enzymes and probiotics are really good as well. And even eating a food like sauerkraut is very good because it has, you know, the enzymes and the digestive stuff in there to help you. Those are just things I'm picking up as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
Okay, yeah. I will.
And let me ask you, where are you in South Florida? Where are you located?
Yes, I am. I'm in West Palm Beach.
Well, come on into the center if you haven't already and come visit us.
I sure will.
All right, great.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All
so
right,
look at
we're
that,
gonna
Amanda.
Go
we
to...
picked up one of my neighbors practically, right? So
that's
so
beautiful.
Small world.
I love that. Very meant to be. I'm going to go to area code 314957. I'm so glad you have a neighbor to come in and visit. Hello, 314957. You're on with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. Hello, Sarah. Nice to talk to you. My name's Norma, and my birth date is 4-4, April 4th. This year has not been all that terrific, particularly the last few months. I've been emotionally, physically, and everything else unbalanced, upset, you name it. I've hurt myself, my shoulder, my hands, I'm just a physical wreck. So I'm just wondering if you've picked up something that that's going to, if you see something positive for me in the coming months, for the new year, anything like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly enough, Norma, personal power. You're reclaiming your personal power. When I take you back to 2015, I just kind of feel like something kind of stripped you of your power. You weren't feeling supported. And it's kind of built up to this point. And you had a series of things that caused a release of these energies and a disruption. And as I look at this around you, I see that the body is healing, but very slowly. And it makes me feel as if you're just not feeling the support of from people around you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So I hear this song in my head. Sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Out Here on Your Own. And they make
mm-hmm.
me feel like you feel like you're out on your own. Angels have your back. Blessed Mother's very much around you, Norma. Also feminine energy of Kuan Yin, compassion and prosperity.
Oh.
So I'm feeling a strong, strong force around you that is shifting all the energies. I will say you got another 6 weeks of kind of purging and clearing. When I bring you in and around the December 20th time, we're getting ready for an eclipse around that time, the 25th, I believe. A lot of burning out of old energies. And then when you step into January, there's a sense of freedom. There's a sense of connectivity. There's mm-hmm. a sense of I can stand on my own, and an aha moment of I know what I want to do next. Because you've done so much for others, it's time for you to do for yourself. I hope this resonates with you and it gives you some assistance and comfort.
Absolutely. It's pretty much what I've been thinking myself. Thank you very much for the message. Thank you, Amanda. Have a good day.
And Norma, I really feel like you need to call on Archangel Michael too. The angels are always with you, but that will help you mm-hmm. with your purging too. You know, just calling on him to have him help you, because he does, you know, work in that realm of helping in that area. So hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sending
okay.
you lots of
okay.
love and light, and thank you for
okay.
calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Blessings. We have area code 415-678. You're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Hi. I'm hanging in there. I'm in a bunch of traffic. This is Annetta. And, I'm enjoying the show. I haven't been able to listen to it as much as I'd like. Anyway, I have a kind of a broad general question, I guess. Did you need birth dates, by the way, Sarah?
Yes, that's great. Please.
Okay. I was born January 16th, 1962. And my name's Annetta, and I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I actually have a kind of like a general thing, like nothing is going very well right now. My health is
mm-hmm.
is quite poor. Financially, it's bad, bad, bad. This has been going on a long time. And, you know, there's no love life. It's just kind of this general malaise.
Yes. You know, Annetta, let's take a look at something. So they're going to take me back to 2004.
Okay.
Going back away. But they make me feel as if in the year of 2004, we had a divide, a shift, just a rough sense around our experience back then. Don't know where you were, who you were with, what was going on. But we really have had, since the 2010 time, we really haven't had much connection with people of significance. Is that correct?
The 2010, I definitely can relate to. I had a major accident. January 29th of that year. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I fell off
this,
a cliff. Yeah.
Oh, that'll rock your boat a bit. Yeah, right. So as I look at this significant time here and I look at 2004, 2010, then I take you to 2016, another time of change for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have been clearing out, and I get this sense, and they're really taking me back to a past life. I get the sense that there's been a lot of trauma in past lives as well. And a lot of trauma has come back up for the final clearing stage. I do believe that there is an energy of not feeling worthy, even though analytically I know you got it together, girl. But in your feeling world, you're not feeling worthy of all you desire. You only get yourself so close, and then it's like it goes to the pooper. It just falls apart. And you can't figure out why you're so close to something and it doesn't really connect completely or last. And
right.
So there's a little girl inside of you that isn't feeling worthy. She's not feeling as if she deserves to have it all. They bring me to the age of about 6, something in the family around that time that separated you, made you feel compared, not worthy, less than. This is how they present it to me. When we go inside and we do the work on a soul level of soul integration, they make me feel that soul integration work that you and I could do would bring you back to the healing so that little girl can come to the future. I will spin you forward. I will spin you into the mid-spring time. So I'm going to take you to, I have to say, end of April of 2020. In that time, I feel a great relief. I feel as if things have lined up. I see a new opportunity in finances. So I get the sense that there's a change of career prior to that, or change of work prior to that, change of finances, or a gig that you do on the side. I feel like we're limited in what we can do financially to help ourselves, but that all begins to lighten up as we come into the 2020. Does this make sense to you and resonate with you?
It does. I'm actually working on some things that could make that happen. I don't feel like they're very real, but they could be. Yeah.
Well, they will if you believe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to buy a house, and it's like I'm creating money out of thin air to do that. So it's a pretty audacious thing that I'm trying to pull off. So.
Well, it gives enough the universe the time to create miracles with you.
Okay, yeah, because right now I'm homeless and I'm trying to like do this, so it's like it's so. Okay, great. Is there anything with a partner ever showing up, or is that just this black hole that I get to stay in my whole life? Because it's been like that my whole life.
No. That's not going to be your whole life. And in your conversation with self, let's look at the wording of that. In the past, I have not been in the connection of love, but I know that I've been getting ready for love, therefore love comes my way. If you say it's something that hasn't happened my whole life, then you've basically spoken into existence that being your experience.
Mm-hmm.
My experiences thus far are getting me ready for true love, for divine love, for the right partner.
Okay.
And yes, I do feel that comes for you. But it's there's healing that's getting accomplished in this lifetime right now as well.
Okay. Right. Great. Thank you. Anything else that comes up or that I should be paying attention to?
I just really see some massive healing coming for you. You are going to have a partner. Things are going to just start changing in all sorts of directions for you, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm looking forward to watching all these changes happen.
Me too. That would be great. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it, as usual.
Thanks,
it's wonderful to be on the show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Blessing. We have area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, ladies. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Amanda. This is William.
Hi.
My birthday is 4/5/1964. My question for you today, Sarah, is what does my future career look like? Is it going to be along the lines of healer, psychic, artist, or something else along those lines? That would support me financially. And if it's something else, what's your input on that, as well as, where do you see this happening for me? Where in the world do you see that happening?
Well, we've heard about where's Waldo. We're going to be saying, where's William? Because William is going to be sitting in just one place, right? William is a pioneer. William is a traveler. William is an artist. You're an artist through and through. There's nothing better than being in tune with the artistry of self. And you've spent quite a bit of time working on yourself. And I see this magnificent energy of color. And you paint? Yes, you paint?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I put a paintbrush in my hand saying something about painting. And I feel as if, as a healer, you have this ability to tune into other people's frequency. Did you write in a question? Because I feel like I've been here before.
Well, I had texted in that question, but I didn't, I wasn't logged in. So,
okay, perfect. All right, so I'm just going to repeat what I said to you before. It's so amazing. You are a soul reader. You tune into the frequency of people's souls, and you are so linked to the frequency and the vibratory pattern of color, and you have this ability to heal people through color, heal people through your artwork, connect to even music, and use that as a part of the flow. I really feel as if there's something sacred to you in the California area. I feel as if there's a strong pull there. I feel the West Coast is powerful for you. But I also see something for you in New York and makes me feel as if some of your art makes it to New York for
well,
a
I
show
do have a connection
for something.
There.
Okay, for a show or something. And that is going to kind of promote you. I also see you being hired to do artwork for someone who seems to have more of a celebrity status and
okay.
the ability that you have to capture the essence of this piece for them is what is going to translate to other people as, wow, this is a talented individual. You are a conduit for the universal flow of
okay.
harmony and artistry, and I see the Ascended Master, Paul the Venetian, with you.
Okay. What does that individual primarily focus on? Or
Creativity.
Okay.
Artistry, harmony, color. Color.
Okay.
And there's a
okay.
lot of purple colors around you as well. So it
yeah.
makes me feel like you are in tune with the violet ray of Saint Germain, age of Aquarius, tuning of enlightenment, and this 5D frequency that we're stepping into.
Wonderful. Well, what do you feel about the address of 334 Golden Gate Avenue in Belvedere, or?
Okay, so that has a nice vibe. Is that near San Francisco, or where's that?
Yeah, it's in the Bay
okay.
Area.
Okay, that has a beautiful vibe. That area has a lot of good energy for you, and so I'm glad that you're presenting me with an address that kind of places you on the West Coast, places you in California. You've got really a great power there, and I feel as if you've had other lifetimes there. I
okay.
actually feel as if there's a strong connection to that Bay Area, to the San Francisco Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're saying
okay.
it right.
Yeah, because I'm just seeing this bridge here, and it just makes me feel as if you were there in the building.
That's where I'm at
it.
Right now, actually.
Okay.
I'm actually
wow.
almost at the Bay Bridge.
Oh, well, okay, great. But I have to say, I feel like you were there when they built it, whatever year that was, in another lifetime. And that's why when you put your feet on that path over there, you feel at home. Powerful, powerful area for you.
That's very powerful.
The, 1934,
yeah.
I was just heard from my girlfriend who you spoke to earlier. Just before me.
Oh.
She's been
wonderful.
My best girlfriend for 36 years.
Oh, great.
We met at art school.
Well,
and
two
the other
souls
friend of mine that
together.
Lives in New York, he introduced me. He's my connection.
Well, thank you for that confirmation. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm really glad you made this connection.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm truly blessed, ladies. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Amanda. I was
Thank
so,
you, William. You have a wonderful
wanting
day.
To talk to Sarah today. I left her a message on one of your connection pages or something like that.
Oh, great. Great. Well, continue to share with us and follow the page, and let's all hang together. I look forward to future conversation.
Yeah, it'll be
absolutely,
fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Blessings, ladies. Have a blessed and
Bye.
Wonderful
Blessings.
Day.
Bye.
You as well. Blessings. We have a question from Lovely Dove. She says, okay, the month and year I was born is 1-1, and my question is, what does the new year have in store for me, please? Thank you in advance.
Mm-hmm. Well, new attitude. I hear the song, I got a new attitude. It's like time to change how we've been. We've had a lot of connections that we're to be making this 2019 year. We're going to wrap up in community and connections. And then when I move her into the 2020 time, I really see a strong focus on building career, business, something with business, something with going to earn money in a entrepreneurial type way, or advancement in career that generates bonus or some type of influx of income. It seems to be a powerful career year for her in 2020.
Yep, I see career coming in too. And I really feel like she's got a lot of things coming up in the future that's good. And just seeing stepping forward, she's amazing. So that's great. That was actually our last question there. So before we go, did you have any events coming up you wanted to announce or anything you'd like to share with our listeners as far as, you know, events or where they can find you?
Yes, oh, thank you so much, Amanda. I can be found at sarahspiritual.com, S-A-R-A-H, spiritual. Sarah Spiritual for Instagram, for Twitter, for Facebook. Be sure to pop onto my Sarah Spiritual page. There you'll see all of my live radio shows. I have a 3-hour live national radio show every Wednesday night from 5 to 8 p.m. You can watch it on my YouTube channel. You can watch it live on my Facebook page. You can listen to it on iHeartRadio. You would go to WWNN on iHeartRadio. And from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to the show. I do have something we're getting ready to post. I have a magnificent moon manifestation ceremony coming up that's going to be live and online. Live in West Palm, live online, and that will be on Tuesday the 12th of this month. So that'll be posted up on my website and my Facebook page probably by morning tomorrow. We're kind of gearing up for that. And we are always live every Wednesday. And on Sunday, you can catch me for my Sunday Fun Day live on Facebook, generally about 5:35 p.m. on Sunday. We're on for a couple of hours taking questions. And always, always, we are posting new activities and places I'm going to be. And for real excitement, I'm an opening act for the Vanilla Ice Winter Fest in Wellington. I'll be singing Alleluia, Leonard Cohen's Alleluia,
oh,
as well
wonderful.
As one of my own Christmas songs. And that's on December 13th, Friday the 13th. I'm one of the featured performers opening up for the Vanilla Ice Winter Fest to sponsor children and make sure Toys for Tots are well taken care of, so we have, every child has a gift. So I'll be featured there on December 13th.
That's wonderful. Okay, so that's great. Thank you for sharing all the wonderful things that you do, and thank you for taking the time to come on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be a part of your experience, and I look forward to future times together.
Me as well. Thank you so much. You've been listening to WGBM Radio. My guest was Sarah Spiritual. You can check her out at Sarah, S-A-R-A.